blend in.
Just blends in with the color.
Now, what about the brown one that's got the warts all over? Supposed to give you warts if you touch it.
Yeah. That's a, he's a ground type. Uh-huh. He burrows in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. Is that a, did you have a name for that?
What is it we call them, Mary? Ground squirrel?
Ground squirrels in the ground.
Yeah.
And you can climb trees too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. My sort of twisted little old them things there together.
Well, now, what would you go fishing with? What did you usually use for bait?
Well, if we didn't have spring lizards or worms on, we just didn't go fishing.
Oh, you didn't?
They do use artificial lures and catch a few fish, but hardly ever.
Well, did you have a special kind of worm?
The old wigglers, the old big red wigglers, the best in there is. You can just put your hooks in, have a small hook so it won't tear him up too bad, and put it through him about twice, and then he'll get that long sometimes in a good rich place, and both ends of them are wiggling there, and if one don't get him in a few minutes, you can just quit and say they need fish there. So they will get him, and he's even wiggling.
Well, you have to keep him wiggling, that's the point of it. Well, what about the, well, it's a thing that's got a hard shell on it, it moves real slow.
That's a terrapin.
Is there any difference between one that lives on, just on the dry land, and one that goes in the water?
Yeah, in the water, he's a turtle.
Oh. And now, what about this thing a lot of times you find in streams when you turn a rock over, and it swims backwards.
That's a crowfish.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that called anything else, or crawdad or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard them called crawdads, and I've heard somebody call them another name, but I forget what it is.
Now, you know, at night, a lot of times, if you have the door open, there'll be something that'll fly in, and it'll just get all around the light, and fly around. What do you call those? They got white wings on them.
Well, a little bats will do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an insect, I was thinking of.
This is called insect?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We used to have trouble with them out there, but I don't know now what they was.
What about a moth or something?
He is some type of a moth now, but I guess he's got a different name besides
that. I just meant, you know, what moth or something.
Well, I guess he's a moth.
Well, did you ever have that from to get into your clothes and eat holes in them, you know, that type of insect?
That's what it, and the moth will do. They make a little web of a concern for a house, I reckon, and that village close up if you don't see them.
What about the kind of bug that lights up at night?
That's the old lightning bug.
Yeah. Now there's another kind of, I've seen them a lot around ponds and things. It's got a long, thin body and filmy sort of wings.
Yeah, that's a big mosquito of some type.
Well, this is the kind I'm thinking of. I think it eats mosquitoes, though. This is have you ever heard of around Dalton, no, we had called it Snake Doctor. You ever heard one of those?
Yeah, we call them snake feeders.
Snake feeders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't told him in a long time.
Yeah, you don't see those much anymore. No. You used to see them when you go fishing. My daddy and I go fishing and I see them, but you don't see them much.
I don't see them at all.
Now, one type of insect, well, there's several of them that sting. Now, what around here, what kind do they have that sting?
Well, we've got the yellow jacket and the wasp.